This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we're about to have a very neat moment here as Terry Totes is going to be handed the basketball from Dave Schwartz right now, the special Totes shootout versus cancer basketball. He's going to head out to midcourt, and he's going to toss a ceremonial jump ball. Carter Sobel for Nokomis, Ethan Booth for Staunton. The fans will rise, and pardon me as well, while I stand and applaud. Terry talking to both of them, probably underplaying his own role as he's been known to do. And here it goes. Good jump, and the tap is won by, I think, Nokomis. And there you go. A great moment as he shakes hands with both Ethan Booth and Carter Sobel. And he will get a standing ovation here tonight. He will now pose for a picture with the officiating crew, Dave Schwartz, Dan Smith, and Jeremy Smith, all the players on the floor applauding Terry as well. Not a person sitting down in the gymnasium right now, as he is so respected by everyone, but certainly by both of these towns in particular. Very emotional moment right there as Terry tosses the ceremonial jump ball. And he was nervous there. That was a good toss.
It was a good toss. Straight up, solid. He's been to a few basketball games. He's seen a few tosses.
He knows what he's doing. So now we'll get the real deal with Danny Smith, Sobel and Booth, part two, and the nightcap of the T-Toad shootout versus cancer underway. Booth wins the tap, but Nokomis controls it, and they will get it to start.
Starting in a man-to-man defense.
Out front on the wing with Trevor Wright. Checked there by Cox. Top of the key it goes to Sobel. Tries to dump it down, deflected away by Heeman. It's going to be out of bounds off of Staunton. It'll stay with Nokomis. Nokomis in the road black uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the red and the white. Staunton in the home white, trimmed out in the red. In the corner it goes to Tosetti, down to Bruder, blocked out of there by Booth, and it goes right back to Bruder. Now it's out of bounds off of Nokomis. It'll belong to Staunton. And Darren Staunton has some size on the inside. Heeman at 6'7", but Booth is a real athletic 6'6".
He was very athletic on that play. He actually had a missed assignment, and then he was able to recover and block that shot. The young man from Nokomis was left wide open there for a little bit.
The ball press for Nokomis. Staunton skips it across the floor. Three ball no good from Severs, and the rebound down to the Skins. Here they come into the front court with Mason Stewart. He'll bring it back between the circles to Tosetti. Off the right wing to Trevor Wright. In the corner now with Bruder. Isaiah off to Tosetti. Alex high above his head and surveys out near the volleyball spike line. They swing it left wing now to Stewart. Back top of the key to Trevor Wright. He crosses over on Cox. Kicks in the corner to Stewart. Oh, has it jarred loose by Severs. And Lucas comes up with the steal. He was not tricked by the fancy dribbling right there. Just kept his eye on the prize and came up with the basketball. Cox trapped out on the wing. Deflected off of Nokomis out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. 6:47 for the opening quarter.
And the biggest surprise of the night, Nokomis is in a 1-2-2 zone.
In other news, the sun will come up tomorrow. Cox trapped in the corner, steps through nicely, finds Heeman, 16-footer, yes, for Dylan Heeman.
And that's a big key. You got to be able to get it to the middle of the floor to a young man who can and make a good decision, and Mr. Heeman did. And that's good for Staunton. They need to make sure that they get that ball to the middle to a good decision maker.
Trevor Wright gets to the left block. He's cut off there. Underhand shovel to Bruder. Back to Wright now. Wanted to feed the post to Sobel. Wasn't there. Heeman has a tall order in front of him tonight, dealing with Carter Sobel. And you know, Darren, it's not every day we do games in our area where we have 6'6", 6'7", and 6'8 on the floor. They get it down to Sobel. He spins middle and lays it up and in.
They don't look too big from up here.
They never do.
Jeez, they are some big young men.
That ball is not handled cleanly by Grandidier. Actually bounces off of his shoulder, off the back of his head, and out of bounds for Staunton's first turnover. That's an unforced one.
Yes, and Professor Redfern is not happy.
And when you're playing a team like Nokomis who applies so much pressure, you can't have the unforced turnovers.
Yeah, you're probably going to have enough just from Nokomis' defense. You're right. You can't make those kinds of mistakes. Really, against any good team, against any kind of defense, you can't make those unforced errors.
Out front now in the left wing with Mason Stewart. About 5 feet behind the three-point line. He'll put it on the floor, bring it between the circles. Off it goes to Tosetti. Tucks it under his left arm, puts up number one on the right hand to call out a play. He bounces left, leaves it for right. He drives baseline, goes up strong, too strong off the window, and the rebound cleared by Cy Cox. Here comes Silas into the front court. The lefty on the left wing to Green to Deere now. 5-10 for the first quarter, tied at 2, as Severs has it out between the circles. Lucas off to Green to Deere. Tyler will attack right side, leaves it on the baseline for Ethan Booth. He is trapped immediately, a hard trap, and he steps out of bounds. Sobel and Wright came with the trap that time, and that was a vintage Nokomis trap in a lot of ways.
Get the ball in the corner against a team that runs that 1-2-2 well, and you better make a quick decision with it or you're in trouble.
Some teams don't trap with a purpose necessarily. Nokomis is not one of those teams.
That's a true statement.
Sobel on the left wing. Bounced it once, now leaves it for Trevor Wright. Right side of the floor to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti high above his head and surveying. He'll bounce it once, leaves it for Wright, left side of the key. Trevor will pull it back by that volleyball spike line. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Cox with the ball pressure. On the left wing to Tassetti. Wants to feed the post to Sobel. Heeman with the denial. Here's a three ball for Stewart off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Lucas Severs.
Good defense by the Bulldogs. Very solid.
And the pass was low to Granger, but he dug it out like a first baseman. On the block to Heeman, and we've got a push. That'll be on Sobel. It'll be Carter's first. First foul of the ball game goes to Nokomis. 4-12 first quarter here at the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy.
Starting in a line out of bounds, look for a lob. Nope, out to the front.
Severs will pull up from the foul line and knock it down. Lucas Severs. For Lucas, his first bucket, and Staunton leads 4-2. And I would think, Darren, when you have size like Staunton does, you always have to be cognizant of the lob off every out-of-bounds play.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a foul line, Jay. It's a little bit too strong from Trevor Wright, and Heeman gets the rebound after that strong block out. If you play for Troy, you're going to be fundamental.
He and I talked a little bit before the game. He was very pleased with how they played last night. So hopefully they'll have a good game again today.
That three ball from Grandadier draws nothing but air. Picked up by Sobel. He will leave it off for Alex Tassetti. A lot of these teams involved today did play last night. As spinning middle is Bruder, and he is fouled. Of course, playing back-to-back days, just get yourself set for the holiday tournament, which Nokomis doesn't participate in.
True. I feel like I'm getting warmed up for the holiday tournament today.
Be here before we know it, Darren.
Yes, it will.
Of course, you had your seeds released earlier as Booth was whistled for the foul, and then the free throw was missed by Bruder. A bracketed boys tournament this year. I'm looking forward to that. Calhoun is in. That's a good addition.
They are, and the Piasaw Birds are in for this year as well. That's a new addition.
Free throw for Bruder is no good. He missed a pair, and the rebound down to Ethan Booth. In Ooh. Trouble is Griffin Bianco. He never established front court, so it's not over and back. As Cox will leave it for Severs, off to Bianco. Griffin, nice little ball fake, gets baseline, kicks out to Severs. Lucas, head fake, and shuffled his feet. Third Staunton turnover. And already early, Darren, but the Bulldogs have had two turnovers that you really can't afford to have against Nokomis.
That's true. And, you know, part of that is the pressure. Some of that stuff looks unforced, but when you know you're going to get trapped or you know you're going to get closed out hard on, you have a tendency to make some of those mistakes more than against some other types of defenses.
Down to Sobel, draws the double, rises up over it, missed it too strong. Rebound, jarred loose from Tassetti, picked up by Cox. Pass ahead just in front of midcourt to Bianco, now right back to Silas. Cox will bring it left side of the key, went between his legs, lost the handle, now gets it off to Severs. 2:40 for the first quarter. Cox on the baseline somehow found his way to Booth off the left elbow, rises up, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Trevor Wright. Here comes Wright into the front court on the left wing. 2:25 for the opening quarter. Both teams trying to find their shot here early. Tassetti drives baseline. He's cut off. In trouble. Tries to pass it out, deflected away by Booth, but Sobel picks it up out near the three-point line, and then Carter attacks and draws the foul. Carter Sobel, the 6'8 junior, and he's a bulky 6'8.
Good looking athlete.
Of course, he's a heck of a pitcher for Nokomis in the springtime. And their head coach, Brian Pisco, who's been Steve Kimbrough's assistant on the basketball side for a long, long time. Top of the key to Tassetti.
Staunton's in more of a matchup zone at this point.
Got Severs and Cox up top. Yanko, Heeman, and Booth on the baseline. Down to Sobel. Spins it a block. Gets it back. One bounce. Power blocked by Heeman and pulled down by Dillon. Great job by Dillon Heeman. Here's Severs. Leaves it for Cox. Tried a wraparound pass. Stolen nicely by Isaiah Bruder. Just took it right out of his hand.
Staunton had numbers as well. They had pushed the ball down the floor before Nokomis could get set up. But unfortunately for the Dogs, they turned it over.
90 seconds first quarter, and we have a moving screen. If that's on Sobel, that's his second. It is. So both fouls whistled on the Comas belong to Carter Sobel. Steve Kimbrough says, I'm leaving him in. 80 seconds first quarter. Now if you're Staunton, don't you attack Sobel, try to get number three?
I would think so.
Heeman trapped out there, lost it, and turned it over. Five opening quarter turnovers. And now Sobel will check out as Drew Johnson, the 6'2 senior, into the ball game. Now the question is, can Nokomis weather the Bulldogs with Sobel on the bench? And how long will he stay on the bench? Sassetti crosses over at midcourt, dribble handoff to Trevor Wright, middle of the lane, pivots around, rises up, and puts it down. Nice move for Trevor Wright.
A little more full court pressure on this one. Of course, it's only been the second basket of the game.
Yeah, that's the best way to keep him out of that ball press. Keep him from putting the ball in the bucket. Here's Severs, right wing three, left it a little bit short. On the rebound, it is out of bounds off of Staunton. 43 seconds for the first quarter. Brent Kinder, 6'2 junior, going to check in, replacing Heeman. First Heeman, the Litchfield transfer. Played for Staunton last year.
I'd have to check the yet-to-be-printed T-Tote shootout record book, but this might be the lowest scoring first quarter in shootout history.
I think you're correct. Up top with Drew Johnson. On the right wing with Sassetti. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. Out front with Trevor Wright. Goes behind his back, step back, thought he might pull it up. Instead, he pulls it back. And they want to hold for that final shot. 13 seconds for the opening quarter. Staunton in a man-to-man now, but it's a sagging man-to-man, trying to keep Nokomis out of the paint here in the final moment. Wright gets past his man, lays it up, and draws the foul with 1.9 for the first quarter. Two free throws for the 6'3 senior, Trevor Wright.
Just got a half a step on Booth there, and it was enough to get past him to the point where Staunton needed the help, and they drew the foul.
Foul on Kinder, his first. It'll send Trevor Wright to the line. Toss, no good. Nokomis now 0-3 at the foul line.
Neither team has been an offensive juggernaut so far.
I don't think we're going to get to 100 in this game. Second free throw good for Wright. He gets one out of two.
You mean total or one game?
Yeah, total. And Staunton will just hold in the first quarter in the book. So in the nightcap, after one quarter, it is Nokomis 5, Staunton 4. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Staunton gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Cy Cox sets a three-ball fly left wing, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on Staunton. Goes on Ethan Booth, and that should be his second.
Coach Redford not happy with that call. I'm not so sure I would be either.
But in fairness, have either one of you ever been happy with a call?
Well, not when it goes against your team.
Staunton showing full court pressure. Nokomis breaks it nicely. A couple of passes, but then Johnson shuffled his feet. Wright went racing down the middle of the floor. They had numbers for a moment, but then Staunton did a good job to recover. 7:45 for the first half, and we'll have the raffle drawing live for you at halftime here on FM 106. The raffle is now officially closed. Booth off the baseline, yes, for Ethan Booth.
Good movement by the Dogs, inside out.
Staunton in front, 6-5. Wright spinning into the front court, almost spun right into Griffin Bianco, then traveled. So the spinning into Bianco didn't directly result in the turnover, but it helped cause it.
Little run and jump pressure there by Staunton.
Booth will sit, and Devin Ray will check in for Staunton. Bianco across the floor to Silas Cox. Cox into the hands of Ray. Devin brings it right side, picks up the dribble. Top of the key to Bianco, and a foul as Wright went for the steal, and he was about a half step behind. Trevor's first, team's third. Darren, it takes so many volunteers to put on something like this, and I don't even know where to begin in the thanking of people. Cox for three, missed it strong, follows his rebound, gets the miss, and Staunton will reset. Heeman off to Ray. He'll line up a three. That's no good, and the rebound down to Mason Stewart for Nokomis. 7 minutes first half.
Certainly couldn't have accomplished it without the Montgomery County Cancer Association and then all the good people at WSMI, that's for sure.
Yeah, the MCCA stepped up in a big, big way, and, of course, Apex Network Physical Therapy with the corporate sponsorship had a large, large part of getting this thing off the ground, and it's been just a fantastic day of basketball. A long day, Darren, but a really enjoyable and satisfying day in so many different ways. Wright's going to let the three ball fly off the heel too strong, and the rebound is fought for by two different dogs, and then Bianco eventually picks it up. He leaves it for Cox.
Good box out by Bianco.
Kyle McCullough has checked. That was Kinder. Threw it away to Seti. Goes up and down for the easy deuce. 7-6
Nokomis.
Now will Staunton handle it as Kinder will hand off to Ray. Those live ball turnovers costly against a team like Nokomis. Here's Bianco in the left corner. Off to Cox. High post to Heeman. Ray. Nice ball fake on the three. Open look at a triple and missed it all. Everything was good until the shot. 5:52 for the first half. Evan Herbstreit will check in, a 5'10 sophomore. Herbstreit is like Binti's in Nokomis there, and there's just been a run of them. Knocked out by Ray. Staunton showing full court pressure. 7-6 our score, 5:52 for the first half. And neither team has really gotten a lot of good looks here in this ball game so far.
That's true. Been some good defense on both sides.
Sometimes it's bad offense, but sometimes it's good defense. And I think this is more good defense than bad offense.
This full court pressure by Staunton just sort of make them handle the ball getting up the court. They weren't necessarily looking to get a turnover.
Tassetti pulls up from about 8-2 strong, and on the rebound we have a whistle and foul going on Nokomis. I think they're going to get Drew Johnson over the back.
I think we've had 8 fouls and 6 baskets.
That's not a good ratio. The Nokomis 8th grade girls lost in their semifinal earlier tonight, and the Hillsboro 8th grade girls lost in double overtime in their semifinal. And it's good from Dylan Heeman off the baseline. Nice looking jump shot from the big fella.
Big guy showing some range there from 17 feet.
8-7 Staunton. Nice handle for Wright. Gets it off to Johnson. Missed it. And the rebound down to the Bulldogs. Here comes Devin Ray. Devin into the front court between the circles. On the left wing to Bianco. Tipped away by Bruder. It'll stay with Staunton. Sobel's going to check back in with those two personals. And Mason Stewart also comes back on the floor. And Darren, this is the point in the season, too, where for Nokomis, Sobel has to learn how to play with two fouls.
Especially in a close game against a good opponent. Sometimes you have to get them out there in the second quarter with two fouls and hope for the best. That's also one benefit of playing zone, is that it's harder for the other team necessarily to attack somebody.
Out front, Bianco spins away from trouble, drives baseline, lowered his shoulder. That's going to be offensive. Yep, that was an easy call there. It'll be the sixth turnover, first personal on Bianco. The defender was there in plenty of time, but Griffin just flat-out lowered his shoulder, and he might have thought he was still playing football.
It's a good call by David Schwartz.
The officiating here today has been top-notch, Darren. I think, was there any crew that did more than one varsity game here today?
No. We had eight separate crews, and all did a great job. Happy to be here, and I was telling somebody I was 8 for 8 in trying to find people to work, and so
nice.
It just gives you some indication of how everybody wanted to be a part of this.
Yeah, there were some challenges putting this together, but finding people to be involved and help was not one of them.
You're absolutely right. This was for as big of an event as it is, it was as easy to put together as just about anything.
Tassetti, corner pocket three, knocks it down. He has 5 points, and Nokomis back in front, 10-8. Of course, Darren, you can't do a day of basketball. That's stolen by Tassetti, the seventh Staunton turnover. You'll find Sobel in the middle. Carter spins, might have traveled, got away with it, lays it up, and in. 4 for Carter Sobel.
And
Troy Redfern wants a timeout.
Kinder did have a chance to take a charge there on the big fellow, and that would have given him his third foul. That would have been a big big play.
3:48 for the first half. Nokomis leads Staunton 12-8. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Tim Eyes, Darren Deneve back here at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. And Darren, maybe someday you'll host a day of basketball and use only one gymnasium, but you actually had two JV games in the middle school today.
We did. Auburn wanted to play a JV game, and so did we. And so we were able to get a couple games in down there in the middle school gym.
12-8, Staunton has the ball. Seavers checked out. Bianco trapped, gets it off to Seavers, now finds Kinder. Brent trapped, and dangerous pass. Cox had it, lost it, ball loose in the backcourt. Silas first to it, his three skins right in the area. Silas now gets it off to Kinder into the front court. In the corner to Lucas Seavers. On the block to Heeman. Dillon stripped and fouled on the way up. Now, I guess the people are maybe wondering, well, why did Carlinville and Auburn play a JV game? This day kind of started with the fact that you and Auburn were already scheduled to play a girls-boys doubleheader next Saturday. And so with that in mind, we kind of worked around that. So the JV game was kind of already on the schedule.
That's not entirely perfectly true, but, yeah, we had Auburn boys on the schedule, which we would have always played JV boys and girls. And then we also had Auburn on our girls' schedule usually, which would have been a week ago today. And so obviously you always like to play JV and varsity when you get a chance. And so that was an easy schedule for Carlinville for the shootout was Auburn.
I like my way better. My way was better than the truth.
Well, you know, it's just a bit of a stretch.
Free throw was good. One out of two for Heeman. He has 5 points, a three-point lead for Nokomis. We'll have the raffle drawings live for you at halftime here on FM 106 as Bianco tried to draw the charge on Sobel that time. Carter kicks it out to Tassetti, who buries the three ball, his second triple of the quarter. He has 8 for the half, 15-9. Nokomis, oh, and now Seavers loses the handle, another unforced turnover. He was looking left and bounced it right off his knee. Tassetti, can he get it again? Yes, Alex Tassetti has 11, three triples in a short amount of time. And just like that, Nokomis doubling up Staunton 18-9, and here comes the full court ball press. Seavers in trouble again, threw it away again, off to Sabo, lays it up, count it, and the foul. The turnovers coming in bunches, and all of a sudden, Staunton is down 11 points.
That was quick, to say the least.
That will get Tyler Grandidier to the table. Bianco will check out. He was whistled for the foul. His second. Sobel's free throw is off the heel too strong, and the rebound belongs to Staunton, and Cox was fouled on said rebound.
Both teams will be in the bonus on the next foul.
And we'll get Trevor Wright on the personal there.
I'm correct. At first I thought there maybe was just five.
17 fouls on Staunton, 6 on Nokomis. 2:22 first half. 20-9, Nokomis leading. Trapped is Cox, does a nice job to pivot away, skips it across the floor to Grandidier. Tyler skips it back across the floor to Cox, almost split it right between two of his teammates, but Silas able to react, dumps it down to Heeman, countered in the foul for Dillon Heeman. He has 7 first half points, and that was a nice spin to the middle, and a soft touch to bank it home.
Staunton needed a bucket there, and they got one. So let's see if they can settle down here and get back into the game here in the next 2 minutes. Get a couple stops and a bucket.
The foul goes on Trevor Wright. That's his third. So a little bit of foul trouble for Nokomis. Wright with 3, Sobel with 2 as Drew Johnson back onto the floor. And Danny Smith blows his whistle. I think we've got a slick spot. See if someone tosses a towel. There it comes. And Tassetti's hit 3 triples in the quarter, so why not mop the floor, too? I'm going to imagine officials like that when the player doesn't make them bend down and do it.
I'm sure Dan Smith appreciated that very much.
See, that's how you get a call. You don't scream at the official. You mop up the perspiration. That's how it's done. Heeman misses the free throw. Down on the block to Bruder. He puts it up and in. Nice soft touch for Isaiah. His first points tonight. 22-11, Nokomis. 105 seconds for the first half. Grandidier picked up his dribble in the worst spot and now throws it away. The coffin corner, and he airmailed it into the Nokomis bench. 10th Staunton turnover.
Staunton has been most successful when they've gotten the ball in the middle of the floor rather than trying to work it from sideline to sideline.
Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout, 103 seconds for the first half. Nokomis leading Staunton 22-11. This is the T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Following the timeout, Nokomis has it into the front court, 90 seconds for the first half. Drew Johnson up top, into the hands up to Seti on the right wing. Staunton man-to-man defense here. Herbstreet has it top of the key, leaves it for Stewart, back to Bruder now. Isaiah high above his head out near midcourt. Check that, that's to Seti. He will leave it for Mason Stewart. On the left wing, being guarded by Sievers. You know, it appears the mullet is coming back. I've seen several youngsters sporting the mullet today.
I was joking about that with somebody earlier today myself. It's definitely making a comeback.
Styles go in cycles, and I guess the 80s are coming. 55 seconds for the half.
I could see you in a mullet back in the day.
Oh, man. I do like the party in the back with the business in the front. It's quite a look. I don't know if I could pull it off, though.
It's never something I tried.
I was a little too young. The mullets were kind of out by the time I was of age. On the attack, blocked out of there. Stewart rejected by Heeman. Here comes Sycox. That's a tough pass. Booth saved it, but right to Nokomis, and that was ill-advised that time from Silas. Tough catch in traffic, full sprint for Ethan Booth.
It's hard to make a pass that long north and south.
Cassetti holding out near midcourt. Nokomis will hold for the final shot, 10 seconds for the half. Off to Alex Cassetti. Cassetti drives baseline, leaves it at the foul line at the buzzer, no good from Herbstreet. Two quarters in the books. Nokomis leading Staunton 22-11 in the nightcap of the T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have the raffle drawing following these messages on WSMI. The T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Eight games are scheduled. We played 7.5. Just 1.5 to go.
Hopefully we'll have a great half.
Absolutely. And it was a great second quarter for Nokomis. It was 5-4 Nokomis after the first, and they outscored Staunton 17-7 in that second quarter to take a 22-11 halftime lead. Leading scorer for Nokomis, leading scorer in the ballgame, Alex Cassetti with 11 points, 6 for Carter Sobel, 3 for Trevor Wright, 2 for Isaiah Bruder. Nokomis hit 3 triples, all coming in the second quarter, but they were just 1 of 5 from the foul line in the first half. For Staunton, 11 scoring by Dylan Heeman. He finished with 7 points in the first half, 2 for Lucas Sievers, 2 for Ethan Booth, 1 of 3 for the charity stripe in the first half. For Staunton, they did not hit a 3-ball, and the points were hard to come by for Staunton, but not the first time points have been hard to come by against Nokomis.
That's true, and you know, really Nokomis had a stretch of about 1.5 minutes where they scored 11 points. Otherwise, it's been very evenly played.
A couple of turnovers by Staunton, and Nokomis did what you have to do on the turnovers, knock down shot. You know, whether it's football or basketball, turnovers are important, but the points off turnovers ultimately are what really matters.
Can't win if you don't score.
You cannot. Nokomis gets the basketball to start. They have Wright, Tassetti, Bruder, Stewart, and Sobel on the floor for Staunton. Bianco gets the start here in the second half with Sievers, Booth, Cox, and Heeman. Man-to-man for Staunton. Booth comes up with a steal. Can he stay in bounds? Yes, but he throws it right to Stewart. Dumps it down to Sobel. Off the window. It's good. Right over Heeman went Sobel. And Staunton quickly into the front court. Down now 13. Bianco trapped in trouble. And it's off of Griffin. Out of bounds. It will belong to Nokomis. 12th turnover on Staunton.
Easier said than done to keep the ball off of that sideline, but we need to keep the ball off of that sideline if you're a Dogs fan.
In a lot of ways, the volleyball lines are your sideline. Stay in between them. As Tassetti brings it up the floor, and is that offensive? Yep, he got that little chicken wing out there. And it'll be on Tassetti. Fourth turnover on Nokomis. First foul of the half. Can Staunton have a little run in them here and get back in the ball game? Three-quarters court pressure now. Cox, long bounce pass across the floor in the backcourt to Sievers. He finally comes across the timeline. And did he step out? He did. Nice job by Trevor Wright to kind of escort Lucas Evers right towards that sideline and out of bounds. In the backcourt, Nokomis will get it in. Staunton, man-to-man. Bianca will pick up full court. 6:45 for the third quarter.
Really, defensively, Staunton has been solid all night. The run that Nokomis did make was really more off turnovers, as you say, than it was 5-on-5. That being said, Nokomis had a good set there with a nice 17-foot jumper by the big guy,
Mr. Sobel. Boy, and if he's knocking down that shot, good luck to you. Now a steal by Tassetti. Alex pulls it back on the left wing. Bounce pass out to Stewart. Down to Sobel. Carter up. Soft touch and in. A dozen for Sobel, and Troy Redfern needs a timeout. 6:11 for the third quarter. Nokomis seizing control. They lead the Bulldogs 28-11. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Lucas Sievers lines up the three. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, to Ethan Booth. Nice board there. Kicks to Cox in the middle of the lane. Floats it up. Missed it. And the rebound down to Carter Sobel. Staunton just can't buy a bucket right now.
Really nice sequence, too. They broke the press perfectly, got a great look, and then even an offensive rebound, so they had two chances and was unable to convert.
Saw a lot of tote-tough shirts in the stands today, and the Cubbyhole has reopened the sales for that. CubbyholeOnline.com. You can go on right now, up through next week, get your T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer T-shirt in a color of any of the 16 schools that participated today. And we got a T. Someone on Staunton got teed up. Jeremy Smith didn't like it. Now Troy Redfern doesn't like it. Troy wouldn't get kicked out of the shootout, would he? He might. He chewed on Jeremy. Then he chewed on Danny. Now he's got Davey over there.
He's certainly not happy.
He is agitated, to say the least. Sobel will shoot the technicals.
I know what it feels like.
You've been there. Sobel rattles home the toss. Well, I used to joke with you, Darren. Every big game, you'd show up in a suit, and you inevitably got teed up because you took your jacket off and slammed it down.
That's why I went to the sweater vest. I tend to leave that sweater vest on.
That's, yeah, it's more hectic to get that thing off.
Yeah, absolutely. I got the sweater vest going.
14 points for Sobel. He knocks down both technical tosses. And now Troy will have to stay seated the rest of the game, right?
Unless he wants to get another one.
And if it gets any worse, he might. 32-11 right now. Here's Tassetti on the left wing with Carter Sobel. Up top to Trevor Wright. On the wing to Tassetti. He attacks, floats it up off the heel, rattles out, and the rebound down to Booth. Another strong rebound for Ethan Booth.
He is an athletic kid.
Staunton needs a bucket. Cox for a three halfway out. Offensive rebound to Bianco, but a whistle and foul going the other way. It'll be on Staunton. 4:54 for the third quarter. And now Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 32-11, Nokomis leading. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Tim Mize, Darren Deneve back here at the Big House on West Main. They've been wonderful hosts for this inaugural T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. So many important people to thank. The Montgomery County Cancer Association, obviously Apex Network Physical Therapy, the countless number of volunteers that WSMI had. Darren, Carlinville High School, of course, provided a lot of workers today. So just thank you to all the people involved in the shootout here today. Just couldn't have been done without you.
They say it takes a village, but I think in this case it took two counties.
That's exactly right. On the right side of the key with Mason Stewart into the hands of Tassetti now. Sobel runs the baseline. He's going to step back and take a three. Missed it. And the rebound out to Sievers. He's got a run out. Lucas. Tassetti does a nice job to get back. Sievers absorbs the contact and lays it up and in. Boy, does Staunton need that bucket badly.
Definitely. Maybe they can use that to get a stop here and another bucket, and maybe find their way back into it.
With the three ball, it can turn quickly. If you can string some stops and knock down some shots, you can get back in the ball game.
We saw how fast Nokomis made 10 or 11 points earlier.
High, low, Bruder to Sobel, and that ended quickly. 16 for Carter Sobel. But you're exactly right. That kind of 11-point surge late in the second quarter turned this game. Dangerous pass in the backcourt. Silas able to retrieve it. He comes into the front court. That's a lazy pass. Might have slipped out of his hand, stolen. And now we got a foul as Stewart diving all over the floor. 3:47, third quarter. We're going to get Silas Cox on the personal. Devin Ray will check in for Staunton, replacing Cox. Sideline trigger right near the Nokomis bench for Stewart. In the backcourt, it goes to Alex Tassetti. Of course, Nokomis always starts the year in that stovetop stuffing classic, playing 3A and 4A schools. And they're always better for it, Darren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a unique schedule, that's for sure. They start out with some tough opponents and don't play a Christmas tournament and then figure out what they need to work on and work on it during Christmas.
Sobel had it ripped away. Bianco goes the other way, up and down for the deuce, and draws the foul. You know, the story, I don't know if it's true, but the legend has it that they turn the heat up in the gym and just work like crazy over that Christmas break while everyone else is having fun playing games. And then they come out after Christmas and historically win a bunch of ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to argue with the success.
It is, and it makes a lot of sense. Sometimes, you know, in November when you got a lot of practices without any games, you think you know what your team is going to look like, and then a month later, after you've had, you know, half dozen games, you think, oh, well, maybe we should try a few different things.
That is interesting. Air ball for Nokomis. Ray picks it up for Staunton. He comes into the front court. Down by 16 are the Dogs. Bianco tries to play center. Rejected by Sobel. They're going to get him on the foul. It was clean up top, but I guess he got him with the body.
Be his third foul?
It will. That will send Griffin Bianco to the free throw line, 2:59 for the third quarter. The toss is good, or rattled at home. Four for Bianco on the quarter. The lead is 15 for Nokomis. Second toss, left it short, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Into the hands of Mason Stewart. Into the front court to Tassetti. Alex high above his head and surveys. On the baseline with Isaiah Bruder. Up top to Mason Stewart. Man-to-man for Staunton. On the right wing into the hands of Trevor Wright. Right elbow to Bruder. Sobel on the baseline. Checked there by Heeman. Carter now will hand off to Wright. Trevor gets a high ball screen from Sobel, now pulls it back, volleyball line extended, crosses his man over, oh, behind the back, nice little ball fake, and then good recovery by Staunton. Out front with Tassetti. Alex working on Ray, gets to the foul line, kicks to Wright. Trevor Wright on the blow block, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Nice strong move for Trevor Wright. He has five.
It's just a good offensive sequence by Nokomis. You're up 15 points, you take about 45 seconds off the clock, you get a great shot.
And a five-second count as Staunton couldn't get it in. Officially, their 16th turnover.
Sobel does a nice job on the top of that press. Then he hustles back and gets back in the back of that zone afterwards.
2:03, third quarter. Sobel leaves for Tassetti, fires the triple, yes. Alex Tassetti buries the three ball. He has 14 points to lead all scorers and the lead back to 20. Devin Ray in the backcourt has it poked away from behind by Tosetti. And some substitutions coming for Steve Kimbrough. Drew Johnson and Evan Herbstreit will check in. Johnson a senior, Herbstreit just a sophomore.
Mr. Cox and Mr. Ray and Mr. Severs are going to be happy to see a different kind of press, whatever, whoever they play next.
It doesn't matter, does it? It's just something different. Thank you. Like when a starting pitcher's rolling, just glad to get him out of the game. Doesn't matter if the reliever's throwing 105. Something different.
New.
Yes. There's a turnover by Ray. That was a lazy wraparound pass, stolen easily. The pressure may be starting to wear on Staunton a little bit here. Here comes Tassetti. He will hand it off to Stewart. A feed thrown over to Herbstreit, and you can hear it bounce right off of his fingers. He might have jammed something.
Speaking of 105-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Finesse was in order there.
Ball head. Fastball with movement.
Mm. That late movement is dangerous. 70 seconds, third quarter. Silas Cox. Top of the key to Heeman. He'll fire from 18 straight on, no. And the rebound down to Tassetti for Nokomis. He will slow it up now and walk it into the front court. In the corner it goes to Stewart. Couple of dribbles. Bounces on the baseline to Bruder. He couldn't handle it cleanly. Saved by Severs off of Bruder. It'll be Bulldogs ball, and that might have caught Isaiah in an awkward spot.
could be. Good hustle by Sievers, for sure.
And then he went over and made sure that Isaiah was okay, like any man would do in that spot. You never want to be on the business end of that. 43 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Bianco in the corner. Drops it down to Booth, and he rattles it home. Ethan Booth.
I thought he was too far under the basket, but he is an athletic young man. He made it work.
He's just a junior at 6'6". Out front with Mason Stewart. 20 seconds for the third quarter. Here is Tassetti out near that volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Stewart. Now 13 seconds for the quarter. 37-19, Nokomis.
All three quarters, Nokomis has found a way to get the last shot.
Stewart almost had it jarred loose. Tassetti has it with three. Step back. That is a deep three and left it short. And after three quarters, Nokomis leading Staunton 37-19. One quarter left in the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. One quarter left. The money quarter of the eighth game of the day. Cox 4-3. Got it. Man, Staunton has had those few and far between here tonight. Silas's first bucket, 37-22. Nokomis has won every quarter, leading the game by 15. The Staunton have a run in them. They got to get stops. It starts there.
I think Nokomis is going to be pretty patient on offense.
When they get out in front, they are tough to catch as Wright attacks, and he'll have free throws. When you start looking at the history of Nokomis under Steve Kimbrough, I mean, the success is staggering. I mean, as a coach, Darren, I mean, it has to just make you marvel at him. Like, man, that is consistent dominance at a small school.
He's done it really well for a really long time with essentially the same system. He's got an interesting game coming up this season with Lincoln High School.
Game we'll have on FM 106.
Uh-huh.
That's a home-and-home. They'll play at Lincoln next year.
Uh-huh. Dave Kane was telling me today that Lauren Wallace, who is a famous high school coach and was the coach at Nokomis and Quincy and various places and was Coach Kimbrough and Coach Alexander's coach, is going to fly in for that game.
That's awesome. That's going to be just a really neat setting to think about the two, I think, high school teammates, Kimbrough and Alexander, or if not very close. I think they overlap.
I'm not 100% sure, but I do think you're right.
And to think about the success that Neil Alexander's had at Lincoln, the success Steve Kimbrough's had at Nokomis, who would think back in the day that the two of them would combine for that many wins?
Pretty incredible.
Man, you can't write that stuff. High post to Booth, kicks it out to Cox. Silas, one dribble, right back to Ethan. Booth attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Ethan Booth.
Coach Alexander at Lincoln is now the AD at Lincoln, and so I've had some contact with him for various events. Good man.
Free throw for Booth is good. Yeah, I know Terry Toth's excited about that matchup.
I'm sure.
It's something that's been talked about for a while, and I think logistically they just couldn't get it in line. And I wonder, Darren, if that proposal you got through last year about the extra game, if that helped it out.
Who knows? It could be. Could be. They're different size schools for sure. Got to find the right date.
Well, you know, Nokomis isn't afraid to play a bigger school.
No, they're not.
Here is Bruder. Baseline J, yes, for Isaiah Bruder. He has four. 41-24, Nokomis. 6:20 for the ball game. Three quarters court pressure now, and Staunton throws it away. 18 unofficial turnovers for Staunton. This will be a learning experience for the Bulldogs. They'll be off to a 2-3 start after tonight. But Darren, this feels like a Staunton team that has growth in it that can get better.
I agree. There's a lot of potential out there. There's some good-looking athletes, decent size, some quickness.
Down to Sobel. No-look pass deflected out. And you know how it is, Darren. Sometimes when you have expectations coming into a season, early struggles can actually benefit you.
It's a long season. It's more than just about any other high school kind of season. It's a definite roller coaster. You got to find a way to peak at the right time.
I mean, it's by far the longest season. You know, it goes over two semesters. You got the Christmas break in there. Like, there's just a lot of different factors that go in.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a marathon and not a sprint.
Sobel pivoting around. Now he will hand off to Tassetti. Alex picked up his dribble. He will lob it out between the circles to Mason Stewart. 5:35 for the ball game and 5:35 for the inaugural Tito Shootout versus Cancer. What a day it's been. And so much fun. Down on the baseline to Sobel, blocked and fouled. Carter will have free throws. He has 16 points on the night. 10 here in the second half.
I'm sure Professor Redfern will go back to the drawing board a little bit, figure some stuff out. This week has had some things where he's done some things right. I know last night in the victory, he's probably not completely pleased with the play tonight. He'll figure some stuff out, and they'll get better.
And this felt like a night where it's more what Nokomis did opposed to what Staunton didn't do. As Sobel gets one out of two, misses the second toss, and then the putback is good for Tassetti. He has 16 on the night. Some turnovers early kind of snowballed on Staunton. Yeah, when you bunch those turnovers together against Nokomis, you really get yourself in a tough spot. They feed off that. Point lead for Nokomis.
No matter how much you do this kind of stuff in practice, preparing against a 1-2-2, it's you know, when it's not something that your team does on a regular basis, it's hard to give your guys a good look at practice, too.
I mean, that's the old joke about Nokomis. They come out of the womb playing the 1-2-2.
I'm not even kidding when I say I've seen some youth 3-on-3 basketball tournaments where I see three guys from Nokomis playing a 1-2 zone. I have seen it.
I believe it. 4:58 for the ball game. Nokomis leading Staunton 44-24. This is the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Download a Heeman. He's a little strong on his attempt and saved on the far sideline by Nokomis, and the Skins bring it into the front court. Staunton comes with a trap, but Wright able to spin out of it. You know, there's a saying that teams that pressure don't like to be pressured. I don't think Nokomis necessarily falls into that mold. They seem to handle pressure for the most part.
Tonight, anyway, of course, I don't get a chance to watch them play all the time, but they do handle the ball pretty solid tonight.
On the baseline to Trevor Wright. 4:20 for the ball game. 8 games. We tipped off at 9:30 this morning. That seems like ages ago when Litchfield and Pawnee got it underway this morning. Down on the baseline to Mason Stewart. Off to Wright. Trevor Wright kicks in the corner to Tassetti for 3. Left it short. Rebound to Booth. He did a good job of going after that basketball. He didn't wait for it to come to him. Into the hands of Silas Cox. Off to Lucas Sievers. Sievers, top of the key, leaves it for Cox. 3:40 for the ball game. Brett Kinder down to Heeman. Goes up, left side, lays it up and in. Dylan Heeman with 9.
Nicely done, a little drop step on the left side.
44-26. Nokomis in control. The second quarter got them in control. They outscored Staunton 17-7 after a 5-4 lead after the first. Staunton has not been able to get to double digits in any of the first three quarters. See if they can get there in the fourth. They've got 7 so far as the reverse putback is good for Isaiah Bruder. He has 6. .250 for the ball game. Out front with Silas Cox. He will give it to Sievers. And it's stolen away by Tassetti. Has it on the sideline. And he will leave it off for Mason Stewart. Tassetti out between the circles near midcourt. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Sobel now will hand to Wright. Off to Tassetti. Back to Sobel. Nokomis working clock now. They're going to get above 500 at 5-4. That's a strong 5-4.
It is. old triangle delay game here for a little bit for Nokomis.
Dribbles underneath, does Wright now, kicks it back out, right back into the hands of Wright after a quick touch from Tassetti. Tassetti has it between the circles. And if Staunton does not foul, I think Nokomis might be able to run the clock out with this set right here. What did you call it?
The old triangle delay game they were running for a while. Three guards up top screaming for each other. Two guys on the corner baseline.
100 seconds for the ball game. That fancy coach speak.
Now they're in a more of a flat 1-4 set. Looks like they're going to maybe take a shot. Maybe not. Who knows?
They have the look like they would like to just run this clock out. Maybe not, as Wright attacks, floats it up, missed it, and the rebound down to Heeman. I would think that would be satisfying for a team to be able to handle the ball, run sets, and run the final 2-3 minutes off of a game clock. That's not easy to do.
I would think it would be, too.
Sievers with a three, missed it, kicked back out to him, tried again, missed it again, and Sobel down with the rebound. 70 seconds left in the inaugural T-Toe shootout versus Cancer, and now Staunton comes with a foul.
We could always ask Coach Lilly or Mike Waldo how satisfying it is to hold the ball for lengthy periods of time.
It's got to be. And, of course, that means you had a dominating performance up until that point. Of course, Mike Waldo, no longer the coach at Edwardsville.
Correct. I think he might be helping at SIUE, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I heard that. Now, Steve Kimber going to empty his bench. Herb Streets will return. Drew Johnson will return. Also checking in, Benny Clabin. And Kendall Nodal will check into the ball game. Kyle McCollum has checked in for Staunton along with Frank Goss. And let's see, who else we got in there for Staunton? J.J. Brandt. Darren, we made it through 8 games today and no Pete Jacksons and no Patty Jackson.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. I can't believe it.
Good preparation by the WSMI staff.
That's rare. 45 seconds for the ball game. Wright attacks, gets it down to Johnson, and he is double-teamed and fouled. Of course, the Pete Jackson, that's a Terry Tilt special right there. He tells the story of back when he was at Lakeland. He goes to do a game, and all of a sudden the kid checks in. He's not on my roster. Pete Jackson.
In all seriousness, the Macoupin County Inquirer did a great job with the program. And
they did.
All the rosters seem to be very accurate today.
And we mentioned before, we got about 30 seconds left, Darren, but so many people, really too many people to thank without forgetting someone. But we'll just say, for anybody, and you know who you are, if you helped with this event, which there were many, thank you so much for your contribution to the event. Couldn't have done it without you.
No doubt about it. It's been a terrific day for a lot of people.
Kendall Nodal gets a bucket, gets his name into the scorebook. 12 seconds left for the T-Toad shootout versus Cancer. We're going to keep it right here after the ball game, as I believe Terry's going to be saying a few words, and he'll be presented with the basketball that has the logo on it. Goes out of bounds with 0.8 seconds to play. The one quick trigger, and the inaugural T-Toad shootout versus Cancer will be in the books. There it is. Nokomis wins the nightcap. 48-26 to cap a really neat day of basketball here at the Big House on West Main. And we'll be having a presentation here with Terry coming up in just a couple of moments as the Skins and the Dogs shake hands at midcourt. And we'll see if Terry can get through this, Darren, without emotion.
That'd be hard.
I'd say not.
I'd put my money on that.
Just an awesome day. It was just so much fun. Darren, I told you before, but thank you so much for everything you did to help out with this event. You did a great job of getting everyone organized and in the positions they needed to be in to make this day a success. And we are going to go down to the floor in just a moment with the great Terry Tote. He's milling around down there.
Thank you very much, and before we let you get home, I know it's been a long, long day, but I do want to thank some people. Big thank you to Carlinville High School, Pat Drew, the principal, Darren Deneve, the athletic director. They run great tournaments It's a great venue. I've broadcast more high school basketball games from this gymnasium than any other gymnasium in the listening area. When you take into account the regular season games, the Macoupin County tournaments, the holiday tournaments, the postseason tournaments, this is a great venue, and I love coming to Carlinville High School. It's a terrific place, and guys, thank you very much. You do a great job. A big thank you to Apex Network Physical Therapy, our corporate sponsor, and they helped make the broadcast possible tonight along with all of our regular sponsors. We got to plug them and make sure we keep them in the loop. Big thank you to our friends from the Montgomery County Cancer Association. They help so many people in so many different ways. The money that's raised in Montgomery County stays in Montgomery County. And not every organization can say that. So to the MCCA folks who volunteered tonight and today, thank you. Thank you. A hundred volunteers here today. Without them, none of this works. And I really appreciate the fact that they showed up today and would give their time and their efforts to help us out on a day like today. Our WSMI staff, Tim Mize, Timbo, buddy, you're the best. He's a terrific announcer. He's a terrific friend. Dave Jenkins, Courtney Jenkins, John Michael Marty, the man who put me in business at WSMI 41 years ago. Barb Valentine, Katie Wilson, our former farm director, now with the Farm Bureau. Katie was here today. Our WSMI staff at the station, working behind the scenes, they do just a great job. And, of course, without the basketball team, we didn't have a shootout. To all the basketball teams, thank you very much. It tugs at my heart. You guys and gals are the absolute greatest. I have the privilege, I've had the privilege for over 40 years of sitting and talking about the things that you have accomplished, and it's been nothing but a sheer pleasure to do so. And I hope to get back to the point where I can do it again. So thank you very much. Please drive safely as you go home, and we look forward to seeing you next year at the next shootout. Thank you very much.
Well said by Terry as the fans rise here at the T-Toad shootout versus cancer. Just perfectly said by Terry. He's now going to be presented with the basketball emblazoned with the Toad shootout versus cancer logo. That was Creekstone Kettleworks in Raymond, and they're going to go now.
You'd all hold on just for one moment, please. We have a special presentation.
Terry's over hobnobbing with Nokomis. Now he's coming back.
He's pretty fast.
He's pretty spry.
All right. Terry, we'd like to...
We'd like to present this customized basketball for you. You have loved basketball over the years. We know you do, and you've helped us to love it even more. Thank you for all you've done for sports in Illinois. Thank you.
Terry raises it up on about a 6'5 frame, shows the crowd, and what a fitting way for this great day to end. The great words from Terry, and then he gets presented with the basketball that the teams used today. We raffled off the girls' ball. Terry presented with the boys' ball as he goes over and shakes the hand of all the Staunton Bulldogs after he did the same with Nokomis just a moment ago. What a day. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy in just one moment. Terry being hugged and greeted down on the floor and back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. And Darren, I want to thank you personally once again. I mentioned this to you, I don't know, football season 2 years ago, I guess, when Terry was in the hospital. He had about a 90-day hospital stay after this last cancer surgery that he had, and I wanted to do something that he had wanted for a long time, and that was to have a basketball shootout. And I mentioned it to you, and you basically took over from there, and I just want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, but, you know, thank you for all the work that you've done as well. Like you say, it was just it's an idea, and, you know, it's something that I've kind of wanted to host, too. And so we're able to get it done, and we're certainly pleased that it's for such a good cause. And what a class act. You know, there's a lot of really good people involved in local sports and local activities of all kinds, but it's hard to name somebody that's classier than Terry Tope.
To use a Tony La Russa line, he's tied for first. You know, like, you could,
there's no doubt about it.
He's as good as it gets. And that night at the Wood Duck, however long ago it was, when we kind of started to put it together, and I think it went fantastic. Thank you to the teams, like Terry said, for the fans for showing up. And I think all in all, the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer was a success.
I think it'll be tied for first in all of the T-Tote Shootouts versus Cancer over the years. And we're pleased to have been host of the inaugural one, and looking forward to doing what we can to work with the other schools as the rotation goes for this shootout.
Next year, we'll go to the Woodshed. Terry's alma mater, Lincolnwood High School, will be the site of the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. We want to thank, of course, Apex Network Physical Therapy for their corporate sponsorship. Thank you to all of our other sponsors for this shootout, in particular to our sponsors throughout the season who make our broadcast possible. I say it every time when we conclude a broadcast, but without our sponsors, events like this do not happen. So please go out, patronize the businesses, use the services of the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight, because without them, we would not have been able to have an event to honor the great Terry Tote like we did here today at Carthenville High School. 8 games, and it's finally done. It started at 9:30 this morning, and it's going to end just in front of 9:30 tonight. The fastest 12 hours in sports right there. Bing, bang, boom, we are done. Thanks to Levi Ubelt. He wrapped up the production tonight. Tom Williams was involved. Jennifer Graham got us started this morning. Thanks to all the people back at the WSMI studios who helped with our broadcast today. Of course, thanks to all of our area teams who participated, the coaches, the countless number of volunteers who made this day a rousing success. And again, if you were a raffle winner and you heard your number called tonight but were not here, WSMI will be getting a hold of you sometime on Monday or Tuesday and letting you know when and where you can pick up your prize. Again, Terry Tote, he's the best. He's the man. The T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. For Darren Deneve, I am Tim Mize. Good night from Carbonville.